have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being with me. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, and it's a doozy. And again, the biblical questions are for those who are ready to overcome the world, who are ready to be free, who are ready to overcome their misery, their hell. And it's not for those who are not ready to overcome your hell, your misery, because most people love their misery. And they go from one misery to another one, to another one, to another one. And they get a thrill from their misery. So you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. The biblical question, why are you afraid not to trust your thoughts? Why are you afraid not to trust your thoughts? A lot of people are afraid not to. All people are, really, to be honest. And I want to know why. And the reason I want to ask why, because I want you to notice why you're afraid. Why are you afraid not to trust your thought? The one thing I can absolutely tell you, unless you give up thoughts, you never will gain the new life. It's not going to happen. If you do not give up thoughts, you will never gain the new life. In order to gain a life, you got to give up a life, right? According to the word. In order to receive a life, you got to give up a life. And the life you got to give up, one of the things, is the thought life. You would never, ever, ever, but never, 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 ever be a rich man as long as you hold on to thoughts. But so why are you afraid to not to trust the thought? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all the shows at any time. You can podcast. But let's say, you know what? I want to listen to Jesse Lee Peterson's show while I'm busy too. I want to hear it live while it's happening. I want to react to some things. I want to hear some things. How can I do that? You ask. And I'm glad you ask. Ask. You can listen to the show no matter where you are or what you're doing. No matter where you are or what you're doing, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world. Besides just podcasting, you can listen by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So, it is Thursday again. Yes. Believe it or not, it is Thursday again. And for those who might be tuning in for the first time, and you're like, why is that so important, Jesse? That is Thursday again. Well, we get a lot of Bible thumpers on this show, and I'm grateful. We love the Bible thumpers. So and a lot of times it's difficult to communicate with the Bible thumpers because they're so into the Bible that they'll ask you a question or make a statement, and then before you can respond to it or while you're responding, their mind is set on the next scripture. There's no, like, real communication, so we decided to have a Bible Thumping Thursday so that we take all the call, but we decided so that I can have more time to respond to the Bible Thumper. We love the Bible Thumper. What's up? So today is Thursday, and it is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, look.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shanana. What the? Amazing. Dancing for the Lord. I want to tell you this, and then I get to your calls. I got to tell you what I've realized, and I run into all the time now, and I was running into it before, but I didn't know it. Some of the most unhappy, miserable, lost, jealous, envious, gossiping, hating, no love, anger, lonely, suicidal thoughts, saddest people on this side of heaven are those who say they believe in God. Are those who have confessed Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I had no idea how sad and lost and angry and lonely and suicidal thoughts, depression, depressed, miserable, unfriendly, who are pretending to be friends, that Christians, Allahu Abba, some Jews, and others are, all in the name. All in the name. And what I've noticed is that in their lostness, they believe that they're found. Though they know they're lost, they think that somehow or another, when they die, it's going to be better. They think, well, when I die, I'm going to heaven. I'm going up to the pearly gates, and it's going to be better. What a sad way to live. And they won't question, well, what's wrong with me? I went down to the church, to the front of the church, and I confessed Jesus. I found the Lord. I confessed Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I said he died on the first day and rose on the third one. And thus I believe in him. Why am I still miserable? They say, I even believe that Jesus is God. I even believe that Jesus is God. Why am I still miserable and lost? Why? They say I have a free will that God gave me and I can do what I want. Why am I still lost? They don't question it. They just stay lost. They say, I know the Bible. I know the Word. In the beginning, that was the Word. Why am I still jealous and envious and hateful and have no love? Well, I know I'm only human. And all human beings have that. What a sad way to live, to spend your entire life in misery when you really can be free right here and right now. At this very moment, you can be free. You can be found and not lost. Isn't that amazing? But anyway, let me just tell you this, and then I'll take your calls. A couple of people inspired that you might not be aware of, and some of you are. There's this, according to this report, and some of you might remember Frankie Beverly. He was a soul singer, and he was the founder of Falk Band Case. Isn't that right? Falk Band Case. Mace. Falk Band Mace. Well, he died. May his soul rest in peace. And just in case some of you might not be aware of him and some forgot, you kind of know who I'm talking about, but you just can't place it. Here's the soundbite about Frankie Beverly. From Fox 13. Watch this.
Family members have now confirmed that legendary singer Frankie Beverly has died. Beverly, real name Howard Stanley, was a singer, songwriter, and producer. He formed the popular group Maze. That group made some massive hits, most famously known for Before I Let Go, which Beyonce recently covered. His family releasing a statement saying, in part, grieving the loss of a loved one is a deeply personal and emotional experience. During this time, as we are navigating feelings of sorrow, reflection, and remembrance, we kindly ask for privacy and understanding, allowing us the space to grieve in our own way. Frankie Beverly passing away.
Amazing. Well, may his soul rest in peace. And then another person inspired, James Earl Jones. And some of you really might remember James Earl Jones. He had a deep voice. I remember James Earl, many movies, but I remember him in his movie Sounders. And it was like a movie where the acting was amazing. It was really, really, really amazing. They don't make black movies like that anymore with real actors and actresses because they now have DEI. And you don't have to be good anymore. You just need to be black and female. You don't even have to be qualified to run for president. You just need to be female and black. And so they don't have actors and actresses like this anymore. And this was in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men. And black people were not trying to make the white man give them something without them earning it. They were just doing their thing. So James Earl Jones was, in my opinion, an amazing actor. Now, I don't know his political stance at all. I don't know if he was Democrat or, at least I don't remember, if he was Democrat or Republican. But I know he was an amazing actor. James Earl Jones, legendary actor, known for unmistakable baritone voice, died. This is from NBC.
Pray for you.
For over 70 years, he graced stage and screen with a voice that commanded attention.
Don't you try and go through life worried if somebody like you or not.
James Earl Jones was born in rural Mississippi in 1931. As a child, he developed a debilitating stutter.
You never get over it, really. You simply learn how to work around it.
Just want to block and then keeping him off me.
His breakthrough Tony-winning performance came as boxing champ Jack Johnson in The Great White Hope, which was later turned into a movie.
I am your father.
But it was a 2.5-hour voiceover session for George Lucas that changed his life. The role propelled him, or at least his voice, to worldwide fame as Darth Vader in Star Wars.
Amazing. Amazing. James Earl Jones. May his soul rest in peace. He was from the old school. An amazing actor. I remember when we got our first black and white TV. And we would watch those movies, the white movies and the black movies. But it wasn't thought of at that time, from what I can remember, as black movies. Even though the actors and actresses were black, it was just good acting, really. It was just good acting. And at that time, as far as I was aware, black people were not comparing their acting ability to that of the white man. It's amazing how things have changed. What the? Here is a little bit about the next 40 years of his life, James Earl Jones' life. Watch this from NBC.
For the next 40 years, he excelled on stage, winning a second Tony Award.
James Earl Jones.
And on the big screen, a Navy admiral in The Hunt for Red October.
And I was never here.
In The Lion King.
You are more than what you have become.
And the voice of all baseball fans in Field of Dreams.
People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
May I have your attention, please?
On screen and in life, James Earl Jones was a king.
The goal wasn't to be a billionaire or to be a Hollywood star. To be a part of good storytelling. That the goal was about that.
I found you!
He found his voice, and we got a legend.
Amazing. He really, really was an amazing actor. A voice that would never be forgotten. I don't even know if they have another voice like that. What the? May his soul rest in peace. And again, I don't know his politics at all, which is amazing and nice, but he's from the old school when blacks were doing and being their best and they were not comparing themselves with white people. And the white people enjoyed their movies and their acting and just like everybody else. Now we only have DEI, affirmative action actresses and actors, and it's a mess. It's really a waste of time. But my country is gone. Amazing. 888s, may their souls rest in peace. Really. Those entertainers from back then, people like Frankie Beverly and others, they have real talent. Talent given to them by God. That's gone. All this rap crap now and all this let me in because I'm black and I don't want to be my best. I don't have to do it, but white people just let me in. Joel said, rap is not crap. You're right, Joel. Rap is a mess. Slash crap. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to North Carolina and talk to a first-time caller, Cletus. Cletus, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Peterson. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I don't really know what to say. I just know I'm trying to find Jesus again. And even before your radio show or whatever, come on, because I watch on YouTube a lot before, off and on when I get a chance to. But I do try to, like, keep liking and, you know, keep what support I can for you. But I just felt like Jesus told me to talk to you for a minute and ask you if you had any opinions on like, maybe where to start in the Bible.
So you
know a lot of people talk about John 3:16, and I remember that faintly. But I don't know. I know I'm lost, and I'm trying to find Jesus to get rid of my, so I can find my way and try to lose the evil that I was birthed with as humanity.
And so your question is, how do you find Jesus?
Any recommendations of, like, what chapter or whatever to start, like, I don't know if you'd say a beginner or someone that grew up in the church, but, you know, straight away. And
so you, did you say you knew Jesus at one time, but you don't know him now?
Yeah, it was before I went off into my self-destructive ways.
Oh, okay. And why did you think you knew Jesus before that? What was it about you that made you think you knew Jesus at one time?
Well, just remember going to church, you know, saints singing up there as a little kid. And I remember, you know, the Son, the Father, the Holy Spirit, you know, and just... I remember talking about, you know, passages in the Bible and, you know, like, what would Jesus do? Like, anytime I'm in a situation, I try to think, like, when I had a beggar come up to me or whatever, you know, talking about they want some money, but I'm, like, 100% for sure they're just going to go buy some drugs or try to get some alcohol or something, because I used to be on the streets and stuff, and I know how everybody's, like, all, you know, wasted out on the street. They spend all day finding change, bumming money,
right?
You know, whatever little hustle they got, you know. And
so let me just tell you this, Cletus, you have never known Jesus at all. You've just known about him. When you were when you were going to church and you were hearing people talk about him and all those things, you just knew about him, but you have never known him. And the way that you find him now, and the way that you find him now is to stop looking. You're never going to find Jesus by looking for him. You will only find him when you stop looking. And so here's what I recommend you do. You got to drop your anger. You got to drop your anger and start living and paying attention to what's happening inside of you. And when you pay attention to what's happening inside of you, I promise you, he will appear. But until you pay attention to what's happening inside of you, you will never know him. So you got to drop your anger.
Yeah, I know I got a lot of anger, but that's why I'm trying to, like, isolate myself from, you know, other people drama. You know, I know I'm not supposed to smoke pot, but I smoke pot, you know, and I got my Bible out that, you know, I used to have a long time ago. And, but then I started hearing about China making Bibles, and they're trying to, like, pretty much counterfeit the Bible to screw with, like, the scripture and all. And then I hear that the old
You're
King
not
James going to
find him in the Bible. There's nothing wrong with reading the Bible. You should read the Bible sometimes. But you're not going to find Christ, God, or the Spirit in the Bible because he's inside of you already. And the Bible just tells you that and points you back to you. The kingdom of heaven is inside of you. And that's where you got to look to find him. There's nothing wrong with reading the Bible, but not to find Jesus. He's not in the Bible. So let me ask, have you heard me say you got to forgive your mother and your father?
Yeah, I've heard you say that.
And did you forget? Did you forgive your mother?
Yeah, she was rough on me, but due to her circumstances and all that, I understood and got older, a little wiser, understood and forgave her. And
is she still living?
No, she passed away the first year of COVID.
Oh, I see. And
which I believe the Democrats had planned out, honestly.
And so did you forgive her? Did you forgive her before she died?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get to tell her, but I mean, she knows I love her and I know she loved me. And
well, let me tell you this.
She told me.
All of the anger and the fear and the emotion that you have right now, it came from your mother. When you became angry as a kid, you became like your mother. And you're right in that your mother could not help herself. Her mother screwed her up too, turned away from her father and all that. And so when you realize you can't help yourself, it will cause you to realize your mother couldn't help herself. Something else was driving her. And then you will forgive her by realizing she couldn't help herself, and God will forgive you. And he will take your mother's mindset and emotions, which are not her own. They're evil. It's an evil mindset and emotion that came from hell. But she couldn't help it. And God will renew your mind by taking those thoughts and emotions away from you, which is of evil, and give you his thoughts. He will give you a clear mind, but you got to forgive your mother.
Yeah, I forgive her because, like I said, in her situation, what she brought up, yeah, I mean.
Did you forgive your father?
Yeah, after 20 years of drinking, he finally got sober, and I believe that was the grace of God.
Hold on a minute, Curtis. Hold on a minute. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment.
Hey, Lou. listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. So today, right now, no hate again. No hate report today. He's out again. He'll be fine, though. So at 11 a.m. today, Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. He black. And at 12 noon today, a brand new, not today, what's today, Thursday, tomorrow, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. An amazing, well, interesting and amazing conversation with Joseph Rose. And Joseph is a satanic or Satanist. Satanist, and the host of the Hell Satan podcast. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You are a Satanist.
Satan is a symbol for us, not an actual worship of the devil.
And so do you believe there is a God?
I do not. I never had love for my father. He was what I wanted to not be.
Who are you doing the Hail Satan to if you don't believe Satan is it?
It's all about us. Hail yourself. Give me personal power. Make me feel good.
Black Sabbath or Metallica?
Now we're really talking about some serious stuff here.
Amazing. At 12 noon tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and decreed, all right, on Friday. And then at 4 p.m. today, the American Anchor, baby. Apparently, he had a guest yesterday, a guest host or a guest, Billy, the engineer here at Bond, a smart guy. So he had two geniuses all at the same time. It doesn't get any better than that. The American Anchor, baby, today at 4 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. So let me go back to Cletus, a first-time caller. He want to find Jesus. Cletus, did you go and forgive your father?
Yeah, I done forgave him for all the abuse and stuff I suffered mentally and emotionally.
And did you tell him?
Yeah, I told him, and he told me thank you because, you know, He wasn't in his right mind.
He wasn't what?
He wasn't in his right mind.
Yeah. No human beings are in their right mind until they wake up.
Well, he was also a 20-year alcoholic, too, 20-something-year alcoholic.
Amazing. So here's what I recommend you do. Now that you've forgiven your father and your mother, I want to recommend that you start doing the silent prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And I want you to start doing that every morning, every night, and during the day, just kind of be aware and watch those thoughts. What you've been doing since you were a child, you escaped into the thoughts which are not your own and they're not from God and they are all evil.
It was my fault for allowing the evil to corrupt me.
And how was it your fault that you allowed evil to corrupt you?
Because I indulged in the pleasure.
How was it your fault?
Well, I mean, I believe, you know, like, for example, people ain't born gay. They just decide, they choose that. So I believe, you know, I chose that life down the street road.
But you believe it.
I'm not on no more.
You are believing a lie. You did not choose that. When you were traumatized, you went into your imagination, and God stopped making choices for you. You didn't listen to God anymore. You start listening to Satan in your imagination, in your thoughts. And he made all those decisions for you, and he brought on the emotion that came with the decisions. And you thought it was you making those decisions, but it was not you. You have never made one decision in your whole life. It's impossible for human beings to make decisions. You cannot make a decision. They are made for you, either by evil when you live in your imagination or by good when you live in your heart, from the heart, which is of God.
Well, another question.
You didn't make that decision at all. You would have never made a decision that would have brought you misery. It wasn't your decision. You just thought, and you've been thinking all your life, that your thoughts were your own, and you've been thinking that your emotions are your own, and they're not, and you've been deceived. You have never made a decision. And so in return, I promise you that you have never done anything wrong. It was always something else in your mind, in your thought, driving you to make you do wrong, and it was never you.
Well, how do I find everlasting love through Jesus?
You find it when you do the silent prayer and be still, let him take over by becoming aware of the thoughts. Come out when you become aware. The reason I'm telling you to become aware of them, because Jesus, God, will bring you out of those thoughts, out of your head. You've been living in your head, in your imagination, believing a lie. He will bring you out, and you will know him. It will be amazing.
How do I know if I'm actually found Jesus and not another one of those I'm not me and I'm thinking me?
It will be clear. You have no doubt. It wouldn't even be up for a question at all. So you got to stop at this very moment. Forget about the past. It doesn't exist. Forget about the future. It doesn't exist. At this very moment, you have a brand new life right now. You got to let those thoughts pass and never call them you again. Never say, I'm an alcoholic. I'm a drug addict. I'm a loser. I'm a gainer. I'm a this or that. You're none of those things at all. So stop claiming them, because when you say that you are those things, you are taking on the identities of evil, and evil is making a home in you, and evil wants to destroy you. So it wants you to believe it's you, but it's not you. I promise
well,
I'd
like to ask you to keep me in your prayers.
I promise you, if you doubt those thoughts, stop calling them you, you're going to be free. It's going to blow your mind. You, the real you, is already free. You just don't know it because you identify with these false identities in your imagination.
Well, I ask that you and everybody keep me in your prayers and because I keep praying as much as I can.
Well, stop the praying. Stop the praying and be still and know God. I want you to do the silent prayer so you can come out of your thoughts.
Okay.
I want you to give it a good try, and you're going to see that God is with you. But he's not in your ideas about God. He's not in the way you think or feel about him. He's in your heart, and you will know him when you come out of your imagination. Do you feel guilty about anything?
Not that I know of.
Oh, well,
man, I don't know if it's something subconsciously or something, and I'm fooled by it.
Yeah, you shouldn't be feeling guilty about anything. You remember Paul said in the Bible, Paul said, the things I want to do, I cannot do them. I want to do right, but I can't do right. And then he said, I don't want to do wrong. The things I don't want to do, I do them, and I don't want to do them. And I've been struggling with these things, and I can't fix myself. Paraphrase. I can't make it right. And so I realized at some point he realized, as you're starting to do right now, he realized that it wasn't him, but it was the spirit that made a home in his imagination. And it was driving him to make him think, feel, and do the things that he was doing and prevented him from being right. And once he realized that, the truth took over and made him free. So stop feeling guilty and just watch those thoughts. I don't care what you've done or what has happened. It wasn't you. Don't think about it anymore and live right now. Stay out of your thoughts.
All right. Well, could you tell me what part of that in Paul to read? Because it sounds like something interesting I'd like to read.
Read Paul. Read the writing of Paul. Is it Corinthians and all that? Corinthians. Yeah.
Acts.
Read Paul writing, and you will see that he went through the same thing every human being go through, and only a few find the way. And again, you can just read the Bible, but don't read the Bible to remember the Bible. You read the Bible because it's pointing you back to the kingdom of heaven inside of you.
God, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do because that's why I said I'm lost.
Yeah, and it's good to know that you're lost. Now you'll be found. But I promise you that if you do the silent prayer, let go and let God, you're going to have an amazing life. You will have no past. You will have no future. All you will have is right now, this in the kingdom of heaven right now while you're on earth. You'll be fine.
Yeah, because I got to do it for me, my wife, my son, and Jesus.
Well, right now you got to do it for you only, and then God will work through you to help your wife and your children if they want help.
Well, because I'm the man of the household, I'm the foundation, how I see it. But, I mean,
yeah.
I can't... You know, force it to happen,
right,
you know. Well, I appreciate it. I just like to keep for you and everybody keep me in prayers. And,
all right.
You know,
how old are you?
How old are you? I really don't know. I'm about 35 or 36. Age is just a number now to me.
Yeah. You're going to be
all
fine.
All that birthday stuff. All that birthday stuff was nice when I was a little kid, you know. But once you grow up and everything, it's just another day.
Amazing.
Go to work, go to church or something, you know?
Yeah. But listen, don't judge yourself. Don't have an opinion about yourself. Just make sure you go to rebuildingaman.com/prayer and start doing the silent prayer and just watch those thoughts. and never call them you again, the good ones or the bad ones, because they're both imposters. Don't call them you. And I'm telling you, your whole world will change. You will know God. All right?
All right. Well, appreciate it.
Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank you.
All right. 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Let me go all the way over to Europe and talk to, let's see, let me talk to Josh out of Europe. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to ask you about overcoming the fallen state, because I've been doing the silent prayer for about 6 years now, and my mind is getting calmer and calmer.
Right.
And I have a question about relationships, because when it seems that I don't have a need for anything now, and I was wondering, how do I choose a partner, or like a girlfriend or a wife, because I plan to get married, or at least I'm having thoughts. But that desire for relationships is not that strong. I mean, it's going to the point of having like no desire at all. And I was wondering, how can I know how to choose a future wife?
Number one, let go of the desire. Number two, do not look for one. Do not desire one or anything. You continue to seek the kingdom of God. And if it meant for you to have one, he will put one in your life, and it will be amazing. And so do not, the thoughts that you're having about one day I want to get married, one day I want a family, is another setup from evil. Evil is telling you, oh, only if you had a family, you'll do better. You'll be better than your parents, and blah, blah, blah. The thoughts are lying to you. You should only want what was right, is right, along with nothing else or no one else. So let go of that idea and just stay present, working on yourself, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So do not look for it. Do not want for it. You should only love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else or no one else. And I'm telling you, if it's meant to be, he will put the right woman in your life, and you will have a marriage that will last until death do you part. But if you want for a wife and you start looking for a wife, all you're going to ever find is misery. You'll find Satan will give you a wife, but all you ever do is fight and be unhappy. And then she'll screw your kids up.
Yes, because all I see around me, even at work, and I work in a restaurant, and people, they seem that they have an idea about relationships. And sometimes when I'm talking to my coworkers, like women especially, they keep saying that there has to be an emotional connection and that you have to get along and to, I don't know, be able to talk a lot. And that doesn't make sense as I'm overcoming, because my mind is getting more and more silent, and there's still some thoughts, but what they push, it no longer makes sense to me. But
right.
I was still unsure as how to know how to choose a woman.
Never choose and never listen to these women talking about emotions, and men have to be emotional and meet their emotional need. Every time the man listens to the woman, he will suffer. Ain't no way around it. And the ideas about relationship are just false ideas, and they never work, and they never will work, because they're ideas that come from the ego. No one know how to make a relationship work but the truth. And when you're in a relationship, you should never, ever, never, ever put any effort into making a relationship work. If it doesn't work naturally, it's from hell, and it would never work. If it's from heaven, it will work naturally without your help. You cannot make any relationship work, no matter what the relationship is. Either it happened naturally, or it won't happen at all. So just continue to work on yourself. Doubt those thoughts, and you'll be fine.
Okay, Jesse.
Do not look for a woman. You only look for what is right. And you'll be fine. I'm telling you. Just keep your eyes on the watching those thoughts, those emotions, and just stay present. Stay aware. Stay alert. And you'll be fine. You're going to have a, you will continue to have an amazing life. It's just going to get better and better, and you'll become freer and freer, and you will want for nothing. You'll be fine.
Yes, because as I'm doing, I'm staying present. I'm trying to just be aware
yeah.
of my surroundings and what's happening.
Yes.
I have less thoughts, like they're just rare and rare thoughts. But sometimes my mind goes to, and like when I see other people and they sit at the table like couples, they seem that they get along and they're talking for hours. And that's when my mind is wondering, like, what's the perfect relationship? But I can see that it's kind of like a nonsense.
Yeah.
So,
your thoughts are lying to you when you say, oh, look at that happy couple. They've been sitting there for 2 hours. They're so happy. When in reality, they're miserable. They are not happy. When they get out of that cafe, all they do is fight. The man is weak, trying to please the woman. The woman is weak, trying to control the man. They're putting on a front in the cafe. It's not real. And your thoughts are lying to you and telling you that that's what you want. It's a lie. It's a setup. There's no such thing as a happy couple.
So they're actually faking it somehow.
100%.
Like they pretend. Wow.
100%. It's all fake. People, human beings, it doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have, your color, your race, sex, male or female, human beings are are the most miserable people on earth because they have been turned away from the Father. And they think that if they gain the world, they're going to be happy. And the only thing that happens, they become worse. They are most unhappy by getting more rather than letting go.
And even sexuality, if I can ask you, it's not something that I have to be curious about, or like I have to let that go also. Right?
Absolutely. Sex is just sex. And sex is for making babies. That's all it's for and nothing else.
Okay. Okay, Jesse.
All right, man. I wish you well, Josh.
Yeah, man. Thanks very much for your advice.
All right. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it.
Absolutely.
All right. Super chat. Super chat.
Super chat.
So, Nick, are we having a problem with Rumble?
Rumble, the whole site seems to be down, but I don't think we have time for Super Chats. We got 10 seconds.
It's not on our side, I'm told, that there's some issue with Rumble. It was Rumble. Okay, it came back. Hakan's telling me that it's back up.
We're going now.
About two more hours to go. When I come back, your phone calls are Super Chats. Back in a moment.
I recommend you get them. Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job. Oh, you're on welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America. From the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy. or call 800-411-2663.
Amazing first hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. More coming right back, so don't go anywhere. Hour two coming right up. But first, a little bit of nitpicking news. You know, the ladies at the Skim, they're kicking off today with some super-duper serious topics, like the economy. You're doing a stellar job, girls. Gold star. Some pretty big boy topics. Inflation may be cooling, but the political battle over it is heating up. Inflation hit a three-year low this past August. Economists predict this sets the Federal Reserve up to cut interest rates next week, which would make borrowing money less expensive. Inflation was in the spotlight during Tuesday's presidential debate. Former President Donald Trump blamed his opponent, VP Kamala Harris, and the Biden administration for the worst inflation we've ever had. Fact checkers found this claim untrue. Ooh. Not the fact checkers, noting that higher inflation rates occurred in the 1980s and at several other times in history. Liar. Nitpicking. Just more nitpicking. It's pure deflection. You know, it's like the Haitian story. Oh, nitpicking little facts that they're getting wrong. Sure, factual, but evil. Missing the point. Now you understand why it pains me so much to nitpick on my show. Trump also blamed Harris for high prices on everyday items like groceries, claiming Americans can't afford foods like bacon anymore. Grocery prices have remained steady, but it's the consistent drop in gas prices driving the recent inflation drop. But with egg and cereal prices, not the cereal, still high, consumers aren't feeling it in their everyday spending. LNC getting expensive. The economy was the most talked about issue of the debate. This makes sense as inflation and the economy were top voter concerns in a recent KFF poll, which echoed many other polls. Current inflation data and the perception that inflation remains high may shape the presidential race going forward. While both Trump and Harris pledged to lower inflation and the cost of living, neither offered detailed plans during the debate. Weren't these the same ladies saying that what's the big deal if we pay a few more bucks at the pump? You know, they saw some poll that said the economy is a top issue. And now they're talking about grocery prices and like socialist things to fix it. Facepalm, shallow thinking. Ladies, an economy is a big thing. It's got people and workers, and energy prices are kind of baked into the whole thing. The cost of energy, transporting goods and moving people, kind of baked into the whole price of everything. So, well, what's a few more bucks at the pump, right, ladies? All right, that's enough bratty energy from the anchor baby. In other news, a QB is under investigation for sexual assault. The NFL is letting him play. What's going on? Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson faces some allegations, and it's the 27th. My apologies, folks. This is a stupid story from the Skim. But SpaceX, I meant to talk about this. SpaceX sets off to make historic spacewalk. This is if you believe in space. What's going on? SpaceX's Polaris Dawn crew is on a quest to conduct the first ever private spacewalk today. SpaceX has been live streaming the event, which was rescheduled to begin at 5:58 a.m. Eastern Time, pushed back from the original 2:23 a.m. start. The mission marks the farthest any human has traveled into space since the 1972 Apollo mission. Among the passengers, tech billionaire Jared Isaacman, who purchased the mission for an undisclosed amount, retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Scott Poteet, and SpaceX engineers Sarah Gillis and Anna Minon. All four private astronauts blasted off into space earlier this week to test SpaceX's new suits and technologies. The hope is that one day these missions will help astronauts reach Mars or the moon again. Hey, white people going off planet, give some of us a chance. What it means, the mission could take commercial space travel to new heights. So far, most space tourists have only experienced quick suborbital trips with brief moments of weightlessness, for tickets costing upwards of $450,000. While spacewalks are routinely done at the International Space Station, they are considered one of the most dangerous aspects of interstellar travel. I heard that they're going to basically be in a vehicle and, like, peek their heads over. That's incredible. I'm Nick. Jesse, Hour 2, coming right up.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, and it's a doozy, why are you afraid to not to trust your thoughts? Why are you afraid not to trust your thoughts? Isn't that an amazing question? We have every way for you to watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy and you would love to listen to the show while it's happening, and you can, no matter what you're doing, exercising, or you're from Guatemala somewhere, you're up in Colorado breaking in and taking over apartment buildings, and the police pretend it ain't happening. And the American citizens are having to be move out of their apartment because they're afraid. Ain't no police coming to help. Or you're thinking about voting for Kamala Harris, and she has never done anything for you. And she sounds like, and I don't know, she stole President Trump homework, and she's out there. She's turning in his homework, pretending that it's hers, by saying what she will do, even though she's done nothing good for America, and you're thinking about voting for her, you still could be listening to the show by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. Even if you, like, just love feeling good, Camilla makes you feel good. This is party time, feel good. Or you're down in Ohio and you're from Haiti and you're eating up the ducks and the dogs and the cats. You still can be listening to the show by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. All right? It's Thursday, the second hour of the show on Thursday. It is Bible Bumper Thursday. Get him up! Oh, Lord.
Hold him up. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Do it now.
What the? Satan's having his way. Hallelujah. What the? So listen, before I go back to the phone, and Ed, I got to do some super chat. Did y'all hear that Trump and Harris, this surge, Harris and Trump shake hands at New York's 9/11 remembrance ceremony. So apparently they both were at the celebration of 9/11, the remembrance of it, and they shook hands. I want you to listen as New Yorkers beg Trump to get back in office in front of Biden and Harris. Watch this soundbite from C-SPAN. Donald! 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 Harris. I rest my case. The guy, we love you. We love you. We need you. Come back. Donald. Poor Biden and Harris. They were born with a silver spoon in their mouths. Amazing, huh? If ever we needed the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, we need him now.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
I rest my case. Amazing. Nice. And one other quick thing. This is so funny. And that is going to be, it's amazing. It's just amazing. That was amazing. That soundbite was happening at the ceremony for, they were remembering 9/11. And then they were all there. It looked weird shaking a woman's hand, huh? Especially Kamala Harris' hand. What the? And the people are like, we love you, Trump. We love you, Donald. Come on back. So remember I told you that Putin endorsed Kamala Harris because he wants the weak person in there? Amazing, huh? Well, apparently, and it looked like, and I could be wrong, of course. I don't have facts on this. So don't believe me on this, but I could be right or I could be wrong. But according to X, this is from X, Biden put on Trump 2024 hat on today. At an event where a group was playfully joking with him about his age and senility, Biden said to them, no eating dogs and cats. Even Biden knows you shouldn't be eating dogs and cats. What the? Watch this first soundbite from X. Ooh, is that an endorsement?
Running instead of her. She got no votes. He got 14 million votes. What you did, you talk about a threat to democracy. He got 14 million votes and they threw him out of office. And you know what? I'll give you a little secret. He hates her. He can't stand her.
Ooh. And he's like smiling. He has on a Trump hat. and with a big smile. So Putin endorses Kamala Harris and looked like, I don't know, he had the hat on, Biden, it appears, looked like he's supporting the Great White Hope. Watch this soundbite from X.
Trump, I'll give you my presidential hat. Presidential seal on it.
You want to autograph it?
Oh, sure, I'll autograph it. Huh? Yeah.
You remember your name?
I don't remember my name. I'm slow.
You're old Park. You're an old Park.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm an old guy.
And you're an old Park, right?
I know you wouldn't know about that.
What?
I'm being old.
Oh, I know.
All right.
I'm a young timer.
He reminds me of the guys I grew up with. There was always one in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I'm the only one.
There you go, man. I need that hat.
You want my autograph?
Hell no.
You know my name.
Put it on.
Come on.
I ain't going that far.
Yeah. You said you would do a selfie. There you go.
He said, I'm proud of you now, you old fart. Now we love Biden. Biden, no. You saw that soundbite when Trump telling Kamala Harris that Biden hate her. Now it looks like Biden love Trump. Watch this photo. There it is. Happy about it.
No, Biden's a likable guy.
I don't know if Biden have seemed so natural in the whole time he's been in office as he was right there with that guy. What the? Remember Trump was going to send Kamala a hat? He was like, She's saying everything I'm saying. Maybe I should send her a hat. Make America Great Again hat. Remember that? What the? So one other thing I got to share with you. You don't want to miss this. Remember, it's been reported that the Haitians have been eating cats and dogs and ducks out of the pond at the park there in Ohio. Don't eat the ducks. That's for beauty. That's for white people to walk around the park and just enjoy their white life and look at the ducks in the pond and the black going around and eating the ducks from Haiti. What the? Oh, we don't have that ready yet. We'll come back to it then. We'll come back. It's not ready yet. All right. Let me go to Midwest. Is that right there? Who? Who? Kuros, a first-time caller out of the Midwest. Kuros, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, Jesse. How are you, man?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Man, I love your show. I agree with 99% of the things you say, but just one thing that I don't agree with.
Okay.
It clearly states that Jesus is God. Why don't you agree with that?
And where does it state that?
Very good question. It states on 1 John 5:7. You want me to read it?
Yes.
For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one.
So
the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost.
So
and
there are the John same spirit, 1. But still, you didn't say that, it didn't say that Jesus was God.
Okay, another very good question. So then when you go to John 1:1.
I'm going to let you go to John 1:1. The verse you just read to me, it did not say Jesus was God. How did you get Jesus was God out of that?
Because the word is Jesus. The Father, obviously the Father is the Father.
But
the word
where did
Jesus.
You get that the word is Jesus?
Okay, but let me finish, though. And then the Holy Ghost. So there's three things, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. We clearly know the Father is the Father, and the Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost. The Word is Jesus. And then when you go back,
but no.
John 1:1.
I want to state where in the Bible does it clearly state that Jesus is God? Not where in the Bible where you're making it up out of your own mind, but where in the Bible does it clearly state that Jesus is God?
Okay, well, how much time do you have, Jesse?
No,
I can get that information to
so
you,
far. So far, you haven't given it to me.
So far, I haven't. Yeah, but
I can show you the Bible where
this.
Jesus
so
said.
Who else could it be?
I can show you the Bible where Jesus said that He is the Son of God. Have you seen that before?
Of course, I've seen it. Jesus,
and so
Jesus
if
is
Jesus
man
said
and
that,
God, but
if Jesus
but
is
the thing, Jesse,
if Jesus is the Son of God, why would Jesus say? Why would if Jesus is God, as you say, why would Jesus say, "I'm the Son"?
I'm not saying the Bible is saying that Jesus is God.
But nowhere
but
in the Bible
here's
where Jesus,
the
I'm asking you a different question now. Why would Jesus say that I am the Son of God, but nowhere in the Bible where Jesus said I am God, wouldn't Jesus at some point say, "Hey, I'm God"? Would he say that since he said he's the Son?
Well, this is one of them. This is one of them.
I know, but
and
answer that for
John
me first. 1:1. Answer that for me first. Wouldn't Jesus state that he is God since he made the time to say he was the Son? Wouldn't he have stated that he is God if he was God?
He would say that, and he did say
that. But there's nowhere
because
where
the Jews
Jesus...
wanted to stone him for saying that he was before Abraham. He told them, "I am before Abraham." And if you look at the book of Isaiah,
but then it's,
he's referring
he
to
say that
saying
he
that
God.
He is God. And they picked up stones to stone him. They didn't pick up stone to stone him just because he's a man. They picked up stone to stone him because he was blaspheming, that he was claiming to be God. And if you
he
look
never
at this
claimed
verse,
to be
directly,
God. That's what they claimed that he was saying. He didn't say it, but there was they say he said, but he never said he was God.
Oh, he absolutely said it in many verses.
So let me do
but
one more thing.
Let me ask you this. Let me finish the verse, though.
I know.
Hold on, sir.
Hold on. So the first verse that you read did not work. He did not say
it
he was
work.
God. He did not say he was God. And you said that. He never said
no.
that. Now, read one
he
other verse. Read one other verse where Jesus said that he is God.
I could read you many verses. But
no, read me one.
This one because of for time factor, I know there are other callers. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Answer what the Word, who the Word is.
I want you to read me where Jesus said he was God.
1 John 5:7, the first verse that I read. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. We clearly know that the Father is the Father, the Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost. Who is the Word?
So does three? So you're reading the word three, and that makes you believe that Jesus is God?
Well, you yourself preach that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
No, you didn't answer that question. So you're reading the word three, and in reading the word three, it is saying to you that Jesus is God.
Absolutely. Because
and so,
it says,
so
and
you're making that up in you're making that up in your own mind.
No, I'm not, because it says and these three.
So
are
why
one.
Wouldn't Jesus have said that about himself?
He did say it about himself.
He didn't say that,
man. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So let me ask you this. Jesus said, and then I got to run. Jesus said, greater, don't be worshiping me. It's not me that's doing the work. It's the Father in me that's doing the work. And so don't worship me, because greater work shall you do than what I'm doing. So was Jesus calling you God?
But let me leave you with this other
verse. No. Okay. Was Jesus calling you God? Was Jesus calling you God?
When has the Father been pierced?
Was Jesus calling the other people God too?
No, he wasn't.
Then why did he say greater works that others would do that he has done if he was God? Do you believe you can do greater works than God?
That has nothing to do with this, though. Greater works and Jesus claiming to be God is totally different things.
All right.
I don't know why you don't believe Jesus is God. Jesus is God. And the Father says, there's a verse where the Father says that those who have pierced me at the end will see my face, which means when did the Father ever get pierced? This is another confirmation to tell you that three are one. They're all one.
Okay. When you find anywhere in the Bible, where Jesus said, I am God, then we have a conversation. But as long as he say, my Father and I are one, my Father is doing the work through me. My Father sent me. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Father, why have you forsaken me? All that. He kept talking to his Father, but you believe he was talking to himself.
Well, Jesus, he's not talking to himself. No.
Hold on a minute. You believe he was the Father talking to the Father.
No, he was born of a spirit like us to show that, hey, you can be on earth, live on earth, and live sin-free, or...
You're going to something else right now.
He was an example.
But listen to me. Thank you for calling, but I got to run. I do appreciate it, though, right? Sorry, time is worth it. You ain't proved to me at all that Jesus God. What the... You making up stuff, man? Super chat. Super chats.
Oh, I'm too loud. So we got a couple from yesterday. Thank you very much. DLive Stan69 with a diamond says, y'all heard of duck hunting? What the? Ducks are food. He seems to be okay with the ducks, the poor little duckies in Springfield.
Don't eat the duck from the park, man.
Thank you, San 69.
The ducks at the park has been put there by white people because white people love beautiful stuff.
Hey.
And they like to walk through the park. You know how white people love first-class life, right? And so they make the park beautiful. And then in the middle of the park, they put a little pond in there. And then they put some ducks in there. So when they be... When they're walking around the park, eating ice cream and holding hands, they can look in the park at the ducks and they go, oh, that's so beautiful. They don't want you to look at the duck and then grab one and snatch his head off and eat him. What's up? Thank you.
This ain't Haiti. We got Alan. So that was on DLive. Thank you for the support. DLive.tv/Jesse Lee Peterson. Alan bought you a coffee, so that's buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk if you want to donate. Leave it to Kamala to hide behind a man when conversations get tough. Beta.
What a beta. Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. I appreciate it.
Deplorable Dave bought you a coffee. I don't care what anyone says. Kamala had hidden audio in those big earrings. No jewelry should be allowed. She should have to wear her hair up. I know she was being fed what to say. 4+ versus Trump. What a mess.
Well, I don't know if she had microphone earrings or not. I know people are saying that, but I don't have any proof of that. But thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
No, those are just expensive Tiffany earrings. Mike Young with a coffee.
Well, I don't even know that. I just
Tiffany's
is
just like actual earrings, not earphones. I'm adding to what you're saying. Agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse and Bond family, I'm sure that you guys already know this, but if Kamala Harris cares about bringing our country together, then she needs to condemn the black race hustlers like Louis Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and of course, Black Lives Matter. But I know that she never will because she's no better than they are.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nice. We got Sion C. Buy your coffee, says Jesse Pookie. Good morning. Question.
Good morning, heartache. Here we go again.
Sion's making me call you Pookie.
Amazing. Thank you, Sion.
Let's say you're in Mommy Africa in the wilderness starving, and all you have to eat is some meerkats, and that's all. What would you do then?
Eat some what?
Meerkats.
What's a meerkat?
You ever seen those, like, half cat, half weasel looking animals, and they're like skinny and tall, and they stand up and they look around like that?
No.
That's a meerkat.
Oh. He's in the wood.
It's in like the wilderness.
I don't know, Sia, what I would do, but
kind of like squirrel like.
But these people are in America. They're not in the Mommy Africa in the jungle. They're over at the park, and the ducks are just riding around in the park, and they're eating the ducks. That's a different story. But thank you, Sia.
She wanted Hake to answer the question as well. He's not here, Sia.
Hake not here today, Sia.
Derek with a coffee says 200 Republicans support Harris because they are, and she is, the establishment.
Yeah.
She is the Bush family. She is War Hawk Dick Cheney. She is Clinton corruption. She is controlled by the false messiah, Barack Obama. She is 100% the uniparty establishment. She is what Donald J. Trump is running against. Kamala thought she made a plea to Republicans for support, yet if you listen, she made confirmation of what we've known all along. Sorry, not pithy, but important.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Keep it pithy, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Pastor Shadley on Rumble, thank you so much.
You got to know how to rumble.
I have the
rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson.
I got to slow down. Talking over you. Pastor Chatelet, I have the New Testament read by James Earl Jones. That's right. Darth Vader reads the Bible. Hashtag Team Christ.
Thank you. It's in the Word. Appreciate it.
Buy me a coffee. This is from Not a Victim. Says, daylight command me where to go. May mercy and faithfulness follow Joel.
Amazing. Thank you.
Another one? Now faithfulness? Pablo with a coffee says, hey, Jesse, how about we invite some Haitians over to Hassan's house for dinner? Poor Sandy.
Ooh, Sandy's hiding under the bed right now.
Poor Sandy.
Running. Amazing. Thank you.
Couple cash apps and we're done. Thank you so much, SoCalis, for the support. Says, we need to gather up and, I can't say that, SoCalis, the Haitians. XXX, the Haitians.
Thank you.
David, Isaiah, saying, David says, keep up God's work, keep opening eyes. Isaiah asks, did God create evil?
No. God is in control of everything, but evil came from the heart of Satan when he wanted to be God.
Holy crap.
Oh, I feel the earthquake right now.
My phone is telling me to take cover. Sorry, I'm not used to it like you Californians.
He's shaking the building.
I'm leaving.
Should I run?
I'm running out of here.
Should I get on the table
right now?
No,
I think it stopped.
You guys are witnessing an earthquake right here in L.A. as we speak. Joel, in here right now in the studio.
My phone's never told me to go take cover.
It said take cover? You want to tell you that too?
Yeah.
Everybody's phone says, is it that bad? Huh? Really, the phone made an alert sound? Come into the phone. They can't hear you.
Well, we got 10 seconds.
Oh, we do?
Okay. Thank you so much, Super Chatters.
We'll tell me later. We're having an earthquake right now. I should get under the table. Wait. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Bible Thumper Thursday. Bible Thumper Thursday. For personal shout outs, I'll do them for you. Birthdays, weddings, anniversary shout outs, congratulations, encouragement, whatever the shout out is. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And check out our merch. Amazing merch. All over the place merch. Merch, and more merch, and more merch, and more merch. Big Mama mugs and tote bags and t-shirts and hats and more merch and more merch and more merch. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. rebuildingtheman.com/store. So we just had, and thank you all, I appreciate it. We had an earthquake just before the break, and Joel is here to report on it.
Yeah, that was, it was weird because we got an alert, everybody in the office here got an alert at the same exact time the earthquake started, and it was shaking out there a little bit. That's why, and then I came in here to see how, if the studio equipment was shaking.
It was.
It was in
there. It was right in it.
It totally was.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the TV screen. It was shaking.
We were swaying back and forth in here.
The builder was doing this. La 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 bumba.
Yeah.
Ba 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 la bumba.
Right. In California, that's how earthquakes are. Around this area, that's how earthquakes are.
Yeah.
With all the Mexicans.
But this is your first time experiencing an earthquake?
No.
I've had a few.
Why are you about to jump under the table?
Because my phone told me.
To jump under the table?
And it told me, and it's never told me to do that
before. And it was ready to go.
You're about to go under the table.
No, that's not my, that's what you guys would do.
The phone is a cell phone.
No, you guys would jump under the, you guys would listen to the phones and jump under the table. I'm not, everybody
says. I never jumped under the table. And my whole life.
I'm running outside. I don't know
about you guys. I'll go outside
too. No, the pole, the electric pole will fall on your head.
I don't know. I'll take my chances
too.
That's where the Mexicans run when you have earthquakes, outside.
I'm with the Mexicans on this one.
Yo, I heard. I
wonder why the Mexicans run outside.
because it's safer.
How's that?
Because if you get, imagine this crumbles down here and you're stuck, you're trapped.
But you get, suppose you fall on the ground, the ground is cracked, right? You go under the ground.
No, and then everything else will go with you.
Or falling and fall on your head.
But you can dodge the electric pole. You get trapped in here.
No, not under the table.
I'm not getting trapped.
The table's not going to hold the 2x4s from the roof.
Go and stand between the door.
That's what I heard.
Maybe. That might work. That might work.
I hear a lot. You got to stand under a doorway or a load-bearing pole. I'm not trusting that.
I'm running.
I would trust that more, better than running outside.
I'm dodging.
So, according to Google, expect aftershocks hours, days, or weeks after the main earthquake. Expect aftershocks hours, days, or weeks after the main earthquake. So, according to this report, the earthquake was 5.1. That's pretty serious.
And we felt it. I was
no wonder we're feeling it so strong in this building.
Yeah. I remember when I witnessed Nick have his first earthquake. I was here when he his
oh,
first
this
one.
Wasn't the first?
Uh-uh.
He was screaming and running like this was the first.
I know. You should have seen the first.
Really?
Nick hopped
you
about
mean the
chair. The
earth just moves beneath you in this freaking state? Where the heck did I move to?
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky come tumbling down.
Is this a Negro spiritual?
No. That's a white song. So were you nervous?
No, because I've had them, I've experienced them a lot, and they always tend to just be quick. Thank God I haven't experienced like a serious one, but they always just shake it up, and then that's it.
I noticed in the last couple of months we've been having earthquakes.
Yeah, more of them.
They've been like almost every month, almost.
Yeah. I don't want to hear that.
And then today one, it's the most serious one we had recently.
Yeah, and they timed it out.
5.1 according to this report.
It was weird. I'm not no conspiracy theorist, but they timed it out a little weird.
What do you mean?
Like, as soon as it started going, they pressed the button to alert.
I think they're like, down. Derek, where you get the 5.1 information from?
I blame the Democrats.
Oh, Google, 5.1. That must be Kamala Harris shaking it at Trump boot.
She's laughing too hard.
She probably saw Trump over there in that line at the memorial thing. She's shaking. Amazing. So, yeah, we had a 5.1 while I was sitting here doing the show. It was amazing. I'm glad it wasn't worse.
That was fun. Hopefully it wasn't bad for other people.
5.1 is a big deal.
Yeah. I wonder if it was really bad in or affected anybody else worse than... In here.
Yeah, we'll be hearing more later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. That's Joy of Friday, every day, Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Check him out. And so we finished the Super Chats, right, Nick?
If I could just check real quick, I believe I have two. Let me see here, right, real quick. You answered Isaiah, did God create evil?
Right.
And Isaiah asked about if... Oh, he asked because Ephesians 9 says God created all things. But you're saying he didn't.
Right.
All right, and that is all for now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my, my. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, I was calling to answer that biblical question, man.
Why are you afraid not to trust your thoughts?
I don't know that I am afraid. And I don't know if I have the ability to do that.
To do what?
To not trust my thoughts.
You don't believe that you have the ability to not trust? You don't know if you have the ability not to trust them?
Right. And I don't know what all that entails as well.
You don't know what it takes to not trust them. Right?
Like, completely, right. Yeah.
So do you believe that, I mean, so are you saying, do you believe that you can, even though you don't know what it takes, do you believe it's possible not to trust a thought at all?
Not on my own will. It seemed like it kind of like if I willfully try to not do it, it seems like I fail at it.
Have you ever tried not to trust your thoughts?
Yeah.
I mean, hold on.
What? Do you have a cold? You sound like you have a cold or the Chinese virus.
Oh, no, I'm just laying in bed. That's all.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no.
What?
I usually get up and stand up. I said this time I'm just going to lay in bed and talk to Jesse. Stand up, though.
So do you believe that you can not... I forgot what the question was. Do you believe you cannot?
Do I believe that I can? I cannot distrust my thoughts. Right.
Right. Oh, man. Do you think you have any other choice? But do you think your only choice you have is to trust your thoughts?
Oh man. Okay. Hold on. Do I think my only choice I have is to trust my thoughts?
Yeah.
No.
And so if you think you do have another choice, why do you think you cannot trust them? I mean, why do you think that it would be difficult not to trust them if you believe you have another choice?
I'm just like, my brain is blank. Because it's like, I don't know that I have this.
You black.
I don't know that I have the choice.
What choice?
Or it's either this. It's either it's pain that I don't run away, that I'm running away from, or it's that I don't even have the choice to force myself to distrust thoughts.
So you don't think that you cannot, you have no other choice but to trust your thoughts?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I mean, that's a thought right there. Do I think that I have another trust? I don't have no choice but to... It seems to work better when I don't think about it and when I don't try to distrust them.
So let me ask, do you believe it's possible not to trust your thoughts?
All right. Do I believe it's possible not to trust my thoughts? And... I don't know I don't know, man.
Okay. I want to respond, but I got to wait and put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Okay. After I heard the assignment to go 1 week distrusting your thoughts, it seemed like I failed it that same day after I heard it, you know, because it's like I...
What a beta! But,
yeah. So, wish I could try again next week, you know, or...
Well, don't give up.
Keep trying.
Stay with it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for responding to the question.
No problem. Thank you, man.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Buffalo and talk to Jason out of New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
I was all right. I did Bible Thumping Thursday, right?
I'm sorry?
Is this Bible Thumping Thursday?
Yes, Bible Thumping Thursday. Right.
Okay. I got like a point. I wanted to talk to you about like the debate, but I got to add, like, since the Bible's on Thursday, I'm going to stay on topic. It was like you saying the Bible doesn't point you back to God. It points you back to you.
Yeah, it points you to God, but the God that's in you.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
No. I mean, how did you come to that conclusion?
It's in the Word.
It's in the Word. Okay. Yeah.
The kingdom of heaven is within us.
The king,
Okay. So there's a heaven, a hell. So is the hell inside? Is the hell in you too? Yeah. Is the hell in you too?
Hell is inside of human beings. Yes.
So hell and heaven is inside the person. So hell is not a place that you go to be tortured and like all that stuff for.
What did you say?
You saying hell is not the place you go to be tortured for all of eternity?
After you, if you don't get over hell while you live, then you will continue in the hell that you're in for all eternity. There's no way out, no chance to get out.
All right, okay. I'm just glad, like, I guess according to you, I still have an opportunity to meet Al Capone, Genghis Khan.
What? Yeah, what now?
No, I got to figure, like...
Are you talking about video games?
No, I'm talking about actual, like, people, not like Jesus, like actual people that lived. Caligula, he was like a Roman emperor. Genghis Khan, he like was head of the Mongols. He conquered
Genghis Khan is a dance from Japan.
That's not a dance. That was like a Mongol ruler. Genghis Khan is like, those are like my... I got a son, father, and Holy Ghost.
And
like,
what about him? What about him?
That's my son, father, and Holy Ghost. I got a Holy Trinity.
That's your what now?
My Holy Trinity. I have the Holy Trinity.
Thank you, buddy. I have no idea what you're talking about. Thank you, Jason. I just have no idea what you're talking about. Let me go to Andrew out of Minnesota. Andrew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Amazing. Hey, I called last week. I know it's Bible Thumper Thursday, but I kind of had some relationship advice. I just need
We're taking all the calls.
Okay, sorry to kind of ruin.
No,
the
nothing to be sorry for. Go ahead.
Glad you guys are okay. You didn't know Rockefeller.
It was amazing, man. We sit here and the buildings are shaking. The whole studio is sort of like we hit a joint or something.
Dude, you took a drop of acid or something?
Yeah. Like, what now?
Okay. What the?
Nick is all about to jump under the table.
Yeah, exactly, right? No, I called last week. I don't know if you remember me. I called because I had a situation.
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Hey, but Jesse, you are the great black hope for the black community, so we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Trump is the great white hope, but you're the great black hope.
That's right.
I don't know. So last week I called and asked about a situation that happened at work where this girl called my work back and gave me her number. The thing is, like, we live, like, 1,000 miles apart, basically. She lives on the other side of the country. And I just wanted to know what your thoughts were about long-distance relationships.
So you met a girl at a cafe? Oh, you were at the cafe, right? Something like that?
No. I was at work. I called
last week. Oh, and this girl came in to your work. And then when she left, she contacted the work and gave you her phone number or something, right? Am I right?
Yeah. Like I met her family for a few days via my job, and then she left and then called the hotel back and gave me the number, and we've been talking for like 2 weeks now.
Oh, okay. And your question is what?
Like, what's your thoughts on long distance relationships?
Most of the time,
because I don't want to be a beta. And then another, I guess mainly my main question would be, like, should I go visit her? Or should I ask her to come to me?
Oh, amazing.
I don't want to be a beta.
That's right. Don't spend money on it, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not trying to drop $200 to $300 on a plane ticket.
Yeah. Here's what I recommend. If you don't know what to do, continue what you're doing until you see what to do. If it's not clear.
Yeah, I'm definitely starting to see some things.
Yeah. So just keep it that way for now and let everything work out on its own. And what happened naturally is what meant to be.
Yes, sir. Do you mind if I answer Bible question?
Right. But don't plan this trip. Don't think about that at this point. Just take it one day at a time and you'll see what you do.
Yes, sir. Do you mind if I answer your Bible question, too?
Why are you afraid not to trust your thoughts?
Because I identify with the thought. I think that I am the thought. But the thought comes and goes. So too many people identify with their thoughts. They believe they are what they think.
And how do you know, Andrew, that you are identifying with your thoughts?
Because you're not observing them. You're not taking them captive. So you're swimming in them, basically. You think that you are what you're thinking instead of becoming
the observer. So how do you know, though, that you're not, that you identify with your thoughts? How do you know that?
Oh, you have to silence your mind.
You have to do what now?
You have to silence your mind. You have to be quiet.
Are you doing that?
I'm trying to daily, yeah. And then nice. You just have to become the observer. You have to become the observer of everything around you.
Very interesting, man. I want to respond, but I got to hold off on that until Sunday. But so were you aware that you were afraid not to trust your thoughts before it became a biblical question?
Was I aware? I'm sorry.
That you were afraid not to trust your thoughts?
No, I wasn't, because I thought I was what I was thinking.
Oh, okay. Amazing, huh?
But when you realize you're not, that you're not your thoughts, or even the psychophysical self, because if you want to get into the metaphysics of it, the body is just the form of the spirit, and the spirit is the form of the consciousness, the eternal consciousness, which is the Father. So the Father descends, the Father emanates out and creates spirits, and then those spirits become more dense and more dense and more dense until you have fine particles of minerals, you know, which are just extensions. Yeah, it's like Neoplatonism, but it's just like minerals are just an extension of the Father and everything between. It's a cascade of consciousness, and pure awareness or pure consciousness is the Father.
And so, do you have unlimited knowing all that? Do you have perfect peace?
If I choose so.
Do you have perfect peace?
Right now, I'm on the air with you, so I'm like a little nervous, but.
Do you have perfect peace?
I want to.
Do you have perfect peace?
I guess this is a yes or no question. If I observe my life day to day, probably not, but.
Do you have perfect peace?
No.
And you said that if I choose to, I will. How can you choose to have perfect peace?
By taking every thought captive.
And why, if that's true, why aren't you doing that?
Well, I can. I just, sometimes I choose not to.
Oh, so there are times when you don't want perfect peace?
What?
Are there times when you don't want perfect peace?
Only when I think that I'm my thoughts and that my ego is getting in the way. But if I get rid of my ego, then, yeah, I want peace.
So are there times when you don't want it? Because you said you can choose to have it. Are there times when you don't want perfect peace?
No. Not the true me. Not
amazing.
The true me.
Andrew,
there's a true me, but... Then there's the psychophysical ego that, and the thought patterns that people think they are.
All right, Andrew, I put my two cents in on Sunday. But just continue what you're doing with the girl. Just talk to her on the phone. Don't jump ahead. Don't plan for the future. Just wait and see, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, buddy. Call me again. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Back to the calls when I come back. 888-77-JESSE. Nick is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Amazing second hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Bible Thumper Thursday. We love Bible Thumper Thursday. Back for another hour here, the third hour coming right up. But first, a little bit of Nick news. CNN reports deli meat recall nearly 2 years before a deadly listeria outbreak linked to recalled deli meat. Inspectors at a Virginia Boar's Head plant detailed poor physical conditions that could pose an imminent threat. Not our deli meat. Documents from the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service show at least 57 people have been hospitalized in 18 states in connection with the listeria outbreak, and 9 people have died, according to the CDC. Listeria, something you hear every day. Old diseases making a comeback, taking America back 100 years. The agency called it the largest listeria outbreak since one linked in to a cantaloupe in 2011. Inspection reports from the Boar's Head facility in Jarrett, Virginia, that's an American city apparently, have described insects, mold, blood in puddles on the floor, and a rancid smell in the cooler at various points since 2022. The inspection service says that its investigation into the outbreak is ongoing. It's friggin' moldy, you donut. I think we need USDA's Kitchen Nightmares. Might make for some good TV. At least we'll have some good entertainment, if not our food safe. What's up with all these recalls lately, too? A lot of recalls. A lot of recalls I've been noticing for various food products and others. But here's a little bit more news on that earthquake for you. LA Daily News. It's a 4.7 earthquake. It hit north of Malibu. And it shook the studio up a bit. A 4.7 magnitude earthquake struck north of Malibu Thursday morning, September 12th, sending tremors through most of Los Angeles County and maybe even through an anchor, baby. The quake struck at 7:28 a.m., more than 4 miles north of the coastal city at a depth of about 11.6 kilometers. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake felt like a jolt in Pomona, a good shake in Pasadena, and a jiggle in Riverside. I'm sure this is scientific. It was felt even in San Diego. A 2.8 magnitude aftershock was reported 2 minutes later. The magnitudes were initially a bit different, but the USGS adjusted them, a common move. The MyShake app, at least for some users, warned of the shaker a second or two before the first quake struck. Yeah, I got a little report right before, if I can say, probably a second before the first shakes. Pretty interesting technology. CNN, here's one for you. Ukraine. Now listen up, a chorus of Democrats is urging President Joe Biden to loosen the restrictions on Ukraine's use of U.S.-provided weapons to strike deep inside Russia. Pretty major. Democratic Senator Jeanne Shaheen, on Wednesday became the latest senior lawmaker to call for the restrictions to be lifted. Democratic Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Ben Cardin also released a statement calling for the restrictions to be eased in light of Vladimir Putin's relentless attacks on Ukrainian civilians and infrastructure. The Ukrainian government has repeatedly made the appeal, but the Biden administration has expressed concern about the potential for escalation. A U.S. official told CNN this week that U.S. intelligence shows that Russia has moved a number of assets outside of the reach of long-range missiles. You know, it's pretty major. They want to really escalate. They want to use U.S. missiles to strike Russia. It's funny that this is number four for CNN in its importance. Like, these people are calling for war. Hello? Well, I guess the anchor baby made this his third article after earthquakes and deli meat. Mortadella. But anyways, Tropical Storm Francine quickly weakened to a tropical storm Wednesday, just hours after making landfall in Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane. So you got lucky there, Louisiana. That's it from the Anchor Baby. Hour 3, Jesse Lee Peterson Show, coming right up.
About themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. There's one line open if someone want to jump in there at 888-773-7773-888-77 Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question, why are you afraid not to trust thoughts? Why are you afraid not to trust thoughts? Everybody and their mama trust thoughts, and they're afraid not to. Why? Why? Amazing question. You can listen to the show on your iPhone, iPad, no matter where you are and what you're doing. You can podcast all the shows, but you can listen live while it's happening by calling the listen line at 605, if you're out and about and busy, 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, third hour of the show today. It is, and every Thursday and Thursday will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't,
the Pope is
talking the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why? Why?
Why George?
Why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. Listen, I got to show you this. I wanted to do it in the second hour, but we didn't have it ready yet. I want to show you. We talked about the, and Trump mentioned how the people eating the dogs and the cats. And it's been reported that the Haitians are eating the ducks out of the beautiful pond there in Ohio. Ducks that are supposed to be in the pond while you're walking around the pond having fun and looking around, enjoying the day. They're eating the ducks. What's up? Amazing. And I hear there's so many Haitians in Ohio now. The white people are like, what the? We got to get out of here. Crime and everything. They can't drive. Well, This is one dog that heard about the Haitian eating them. And the dog just relaxing and watching TV. And then this report pops up that the Haitians are eating the dogs. And the dog like, what the? Watch this from X.
My dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from
but
television.
But the people are
I'm
on television
the
saying
manager.
Their dog was eaten by the people that went there.
Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. Vice
we'll
President Harris,
out.
I'll let you respond to the rest of what you've heard.
You talk about extreme.
And dog like, what the? Am I about to become a dog sandwich? Amazing. I want to show you life in Port-au-Prince. And Port-au-Prince is the capital of Haiti. Let me show you what that looked like. Watch this from X.
So we've just arrived at the toilet on this beach, and the locals have to pay to use this. It goes straight into the water, and the people are bathing here. There's fishermen. They catch their fish from here. There's floating feces here.
See the fishermen?
There's a
the
guy
fishing?
Walking in the...
Yeah, they're walking on and they go and bathe on that sea.
Yeah. So this is where they wash themselves.
That's insane. Disgusting. I'm sorry, man.
It's being disease. So this is the toilet here. So this is a new house. You can see the...
Yeah, the
new.
Is all new. You can go in.
How people live here. On rubble. There's a bed there, but that's it. Cooking stuff.
They don't even pick up the trash, and when it's rain, there is no other places that it would wash off. So it comes down to that area of Cité Soleil, then they would have to suffer.
Would you say that that's a metaphor?
I mean, if they themselves are quite dirty, what do you think they're going to do to the streets that they go about?
Amazing. Well, this is a glimpse of what Ohio and other parts of our country will become. It's going to end up looking like that. You think eating the dogs and the ducks are bad? This is what, if it's true they're eating the dogs and the ducks, I don't know. But, allegedly. This is what America going to look like. They're reporting that there are thousands or so down in Ohio already. And they call them refugees or some more, something name they put on it. 20,000 being told. And you saw that toilet they had there. The toilet was sitting over the water, and they walk into the toilet and sit there, use the toilet, walk out. And then the fishermen go and catch some fish out of there, and then the other person go bathe in there. This is what these people are coming from S-hole countries. America will become and is becoming an asshole country. Thank you, Democrats and right over Republicans, for making it possible. They made this possible. Our government made this possible. Isn't that amazing? Our own government, not some foreign government, our government opened the doors and welcomed us in. That is mind-blowing to me. A little toilet with a hole in the ground sitting over the water. That's what our country have allowed into our country. And you vote for them. And you're still, there are literally voters who would consider voting for the Democratic Party, Kamala Harris. It's just mind-blowing. Where's your mind? It doesn't matter your color. Where's your mind? Look what your government has done to you already. You want more of that and even worse? the people get the type of government they deserve. This is what America wants. That's why they vote for Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and the Democratic Party. They want this. They don't want it to be nice anymore. Nice America, uh-uh. Bring in the people from the SO country so we can live in garbage. One other quick thing. A mother tells a son, mother tells sons why some men dress. Mommy, why do some men wear dresses like girls? Watch this from Instagram.
One day we were going to have this conversation. There are people in this world who are lost. There are some guys that they really think they're a girl. And there are some girls that think they're a guy. They're not happy with the gender they are. And a gender means male or female. You're a male, right? And I'm a female. But we don't do that. Okay?
Okay.
We don't dress up like other genders. We don't do that type of stuff. Okay?
Okay.
We gonna always be ourselves. You understand me?
Yes, ma'am.
You want to wear heels like that, man? And put a wig on?
No.
Hey, girl. That's what you want?
No. And I don't want to wear a purse either. I want to be the regular way I am and still get even haircuts and just be a boy myself.
You're a boy. That's how God made you. You understand me?
Yes.
You don't change what God created you to be. Do you understand me?
Yes, ma'am.
God is not okay with that. God said that there is men and there is women. He didn't say that men can turn into women and women can turn into men. That's not what it is, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Nice. The other boy said he want a haircut. What? Nah. I told you boys get haircuts. They don't wear no long braids. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Ryan out of Los Angeles. Ryan been waiting a very long time. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. It's Bible Thump for Thursday.
Yes, sir.
My question for you is, and you were talking about it.
Are you on a speakerphone, Ryan, or something?
Is this better?
Oh, hold on, Ryan. Derek, make sure he's not on earplugs and all that. He can wait a minute. Let me go to Matt out of Texas. Matt, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for having me, man.
Right, sir. Thank you for calling back.
I haven't quite had breakfast yet. I'm looking for a spot with the dog sandwiches.
Amazing. Go down to Ohio.
Oh, my goodness. Bible Thump for Thursday, I hope my question kind of is on topic. But the past couple of years, I kind of been struggling with, you know, knowing what the truth is, like, because I've learned that there are, you know, some inconsistencies with the Christian Bible, and, you know, there are a bunch of other older religions out there, and who's to say that, you know, Christianity is the right one or the right way, and how can we trust what's in the Bible when it's been translated so many times, and, you know, there are books that are supposedly left out, like the Book of Enoch and stuff like that, like, what is God real, or are we all just kind of connected in some sort of like source? Is it like, are we all source energy, one consciousness, or what? Like, I'm just struggling with what the truth is, because I want to do what's true and what's right and what's real, but it always seems to be some sort of contradicting things that make me have doubt.
And so your question is what?
What's the truth? What should I believe in? What is real? And is it the Bible? Is it Christianity?
Well, here's what I recommend. You forget all that. Don't worry about what Christianity is or anything. You just seek the truth. Seek first the truth, and the truth will reveal itself to you, and then you would know the truth. But you got to seek it. And Christianity is just a name of a religion. It's just a religion. And it, as you know, it just let people know, well, I'm a Christian or a Jew or Allah Abba or whatever. It's just a title. It's just a title. That's all it is. So just seek the truth, and it will reveal itself to you. No one knows the truth until it reveals itself to you.
Excellent. Amazing. Hey, Desi, how did you come up with the concept of forgiving your parents?
God said that in order to, before you can enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. And all human beings, every male, every female, resent their mothers, and they're yearning for the father. And so when you go and forgive them, God will forgive you, and he will draw you into the kingdom, because an evil heart, an angry heart, cannot enter into the kingdom.
Excellent. One of the coolest things about your show, when I found your show, I've been listening to your show for maybe probably a year, and I'm 36. But back when I was like 28, I was in a situation where I had I reconnected with my mother. My father, he died in like 2007. But I reconnected with my mother, and like without even knowing you or knowing that I need to forgive, I forgave her, you know, for my childhood and a bunch of stuff. And when I started listening to you, I know one of your things is to tell people to forgive. You asked, did you forgive your mother and stuff like that? And I thought that was really cool that I had kind of automatically did that, not knowing that that was something that was really important to do. Yeah.
And have you forgiven your father?
I have, even though I didn't get to physically talk to him and forgive him. Well, actually, yeah, I actually did, because, we pretty much got into an argument like a week before he died of a heart attack. But about a couple of days after our argument, he called and he apologized to me. And I kind of was like, eh, it's okay, da da da, it's all good. So I kind of forgave him for that argument, but not for like my whole life of knowing him. But internally I have, you know, since he passed away. But
so now yeah, all you need to do, are you doing the silent prayer?
Absolutely. That is life-changing. It's amazing.
Well, stay with that and just watch those thoughts. Just stay with it and watch the thoughts. Stay in the present, not in your imagination. Don't go into, if you find yourself thinking about the past or the future, come back to the present. And the truth will reveal itself to you, and you shall know the truth. You don't have to have faith in the truth. You don't have to believe about the truth. You will know the truth for sure.
That's awesome. One more thing before I go, I wanted to tell you, it's so funny because I got some little girls. I got a 6-year-old and 8-year-old daughters, and I listen to the show, you know, around the house on Bluetooth when I'm like cleaning up and stuff, and they hear it, and they think it's so funny the way you say, when you say the phone number, the way you go 888, and then when you go like, and when you go what the, and when you spell your name, yeah, when you spell your name like J. E-S-S-E. They just crack up. They just think it's so funny.
Amazing. That's real cool. Nice.
Yeah, man. So
when you stay with it, Matt, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
Will do, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go. Is it Mimi? Mimi out of Los Angeles. Mimi, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling. A first time?
Yes,
are you a first time caller?
I sure am.
A first time caller out of LA. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So I heard earlier you guys were talking about how Jesus and God is separate, I guess, from one guy that called in.
Oh yeah, there was a caller who said that Jesus is God. And he said that it's in the Bible, but he could not find it in the Bible where Jesus said that he is God, nor did God say that Jesus is God.
Right. I kind of wanted to touch base on that. And you said that he didn't say that. And also you said that, what was it that you said? You said that it didn't say it, but let me go to the point that I wanted to make. I forgot what you said. But anyways, what I wanted to say was, isn't that the lesson of alchemy and, like, shape-shifting? Because
it just a message of what?
Isn't that the lesson of alchemy, like, or shapeshifting?
Maybe
like,
speak, slow down a little bit and speak right into your phone.
Oh, sorry. Yes, sir. Can you hear me better now?
I can. You say, is that the message of what now?
Isn't that the lesson of alchemy and like, shapeshifting? Because Jesus came in human form, right? So, oh, yeah, what you said, what I wanted to make a point on was that you said Jesus prayed to God, right? So if he's in human form, he has to pray to the Father, right? Because he's now in our form. He came to teach us a lesson being us and how we should be living our life, right? So he had to look like us to tell us how we should be living. And that's what I thought he came as, Jesus, God himself.
I don't quite understand what you're saying, but are you saying that you believe Jesus is God?
Right.
And why do you believe that?
Because he came in the form of us to show us how we need to live.
Well, God sent his son in human form. He put him into a human suit, and he sent him here. But he wasn't God. He was just in the human form so he can function here on the earth as a human would.
Right. So if he's in a human form, he's supposed to pray to the Father, right?
And he did pray to the Son, prayed to the Father.
So you're saying the Son and the Father is separate. You're saying that they're not the same, and so he had to pray.
Well,
so it's not a lesson of
right. The Son, the Father was in the Son, but the Son was the Son, and the Father was the Father, and the Spirit of the Father dwells in the Son, just as mm-hmm. it does now for the men and women who return to the Father. The Spirit of God will live in those who return to him, but that won't make them God. Hello?
So the apple is what then?
I'm sorry?
The apple in the beginning of the Bible, that says the apple, right? The apple.
The apple?
Eight. Yeah.
The apple.
What does
is
that
the,
represent?
The serpent.
Meaning?
Satan.
The thoughts?
I'm sorry?
Is it the thoughts?
It's the spirit of evil.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see. I just wanted to challenge you on that part, I guess. But I still have a lot more to learn, so.
Okay. Any other questions about that?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mimi. Yes. Call me again.
You will do.
All right. Amazing. 888-777-Jesse. Let me go to Jason out of Florida. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Great. I just got put on hold the moment that the earthquake started. Crazy.
It was 5.1, I think. It was amazing.
I just hear people flipping over desks like, Jesus. Oh, man.
What the?
Yeah, I called you a couple weeks ago after experiencing the perfect peace for 10 days, and then I broke it, or spoiled it by breaking celibacy in the end. But I feel like it's settled back into my life. It took a little bit longer than the original forgiving of my parents, which took about 3 hours after I forgave my parents before all my thoughts disappeared. But so this question about Adam and Eve, why we have to forgive our parents. And a friend was asking me, like, he forgave his parents 10 years ago, but he kept it a secret to himself. And so I'm telling him, you should go and forgive them. And he asked me, why do we actually have to tell them? And I was stumped at the time. And then a couple days later, I was in silent prayer, and I received an answer. And I want you to confirm or deny that, maybe listening to the devil, or if this information is accurate.
Okay.
So when Adam and Eve, I have it written here, but I'll try and say it from the heart. when Adam and Eve fell from grace, they ate from the tree of knowledge and they were given the knowledge of good and evil. Their punishment was now to experience God's disappointment in that only Adam and Eve knew how good it was before the fall happened. And so their kids, their only experience of grace or of understanding God's disappointment is now to have their kids either resent them or forgive them for spoiling it. So here, I have it written here. The guilt that Adam and Eve carried to their grave must have been soul-consuming. If it weren't for the love, forgiveness, and gratefulness of their children, which became God's lesson to them, to know what it feels like to be in that moment of original sin. Your father and mother are fully aware of how badly they messed up with you because they were there messing it up since before you were born. And all their failures show themselves in us as their differences with us, their children. So the buck being passed down from Adam and Eve, who probably would have killed themselves before their time if it weren't for the appreciation of their children, because only they knew how good it was before. So there, and I think it relates to a lot of the Eastern teachings that you seem to touch on, like your silent prayer is like Buddhist meditation and all that kind of stuff. But there's a saying in Eastern religions that you can't reach enlightenment until your parents die or until your mother dies. And so it's accurate. I mean, if you have forgiven your parents but never told them and they die, then that contract is complete, but it can be overridden by going and forgiving them before they die. What do you think of that?
It sounds insane and a lot of work and a lot of thinking about. The only reason you need to go to your parents and forgive them so that you can get your courage back. If you notice that most men and women are afraid of their mothers, they're afraid, and some are afraid of their fathers, and they're afraid to face them. And the reason they're afraid to face them is because they resent them. And whomever you're afraid of control you. And so it's just, you need to just go and face them if they are alive. Because even if they're dead, you can't face them, but you still can forgive them. So that's why the reason is to get your courage back.
Okay.
To overcome fear. And I don't know about that Buddhist thing about you can't, whatever you said about you can't get your, until the parents die, that's not true at all. And I don't know quite how Buddhists work, but all, God said for us to be still and just watch, know him, watch. I don't know if Buddha is telling you to be still or to do something else. But the only reason you have to go and forgive your, face your parents so that you can get your courage back.
Okay.
Did you forgive your mother?
I did, and I experienced the perfect peace. But I didn't have any problem with doing it physically. My personal issue was the actual mechanics of how to forgive.
Because, oh, okay.
You take offense at a personal level, and knowing that your ego is the devil allows you to forgive yourself, forgive other people, because we aren't in control.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Just one line open. Let me go quickly to Super Chat. Super, super.
Super Chat.
Super, super. And let me kick it off with Rumble. Thank you so much, Pastor Chatelet, for your donations on Rumble. It says, Dear Jesse, Dr. Somebody would like you to sing us a little tune. He loves when you sing. Serenade us, Jesse, for our friend, Dr. Somebody. I won't repeat if it's somebody's channel or something. But thank you, Pastor Chatelet.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. And I will, but I can't sing when they say sing. What the?
Sing, Jesse, sing.
I don't know. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Conservative Chris, appreciate that, says, Chris from the Black Panther Party checking in. Hey, right on.
Hey, Chris. Thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Couple coffees here. Carver bought you a coffee. Says, can we play the chicken song for Nick running from the little earthquake? What the?
What a bear.
He says, Ankle Baby, this song is for you.
That's right. Thank you.
What a bear. Tony Bayo Coffee says, never mind what's wrong with the blacks. What's wrong with the Haitians? Quack, quack. What a mess.
Eat up. No. Eat. Somebody tell the Haitians not to eat the ducks at the park. Let me take a break. Well, thank you for that. We'll finish those when we come back.
And quick the break. Treasure and chest on D-Live. Chest,
the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? When I realize it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773-888-77. Jesse, there is one line open. Quick announcement. There is no Hake report today. Maybe tomorrow. He'll be back tomorrow, but he's not here today. So as a result, Joel Friday is at 11 a.m. Well, not as a result, but Joel Friday coming up at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Joel Friday TV. You black, and you don't want to miss it. And we have a brand new episode for tomorrow at 12 noon from the FallenState.tv. Had an interesting conversation with Joseph Rose, and Joseph is a Satanist, and the host of the Hail Satan podcast. Watch this.
Next time. The fallen state.
You are a Satanist.
Satan is a symbol for us, not an actual worship of the devil.
And so do you believe there is a God?
I do not. I never had love for my father. He was what I wanted to not be.
Who are you doing to hail Satan to if you don't believe Satan is in?
It's all about us. Hail yourself. Give me personal power. Make me feel good.
Black Sabbath or Metallica?
Now we're really talking about some serious stuff here.
Amazing. That is tomorrow at 4 p.m. if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And support the Fallen State right there. TheFallenState.tv/donate or locals in the description there, locals.com. And at 4 p.m. today, and Monday through Friday, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. You don't want to miss it. And if you miss his guest host yesterday, Billy, my engineer, you can podcast the American Anchor Baby and check out Billy with the American Anchor Baby. How was it?
Bill and I are a perfect duo.
Two genius together.
He's a true genius. I'll say this, but we're a perfect duo because he's the straight man and I'm the funny man. It's a perfect comedy duo.
So Billy was able to talk the whole time?
Yeah. Well, he got
for
in there.
For 2 hours?
He got in there.
Right on. You can podcast that show and check it out, all right? And don't forget to like, follow all the shows. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and do all that. Subscribe on X, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. All right, we're on all over the place, folks. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and Cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. Christ is King on Cozy. All right, so check it all out. And then last but not least, I don't know if you visited the BigClubUSA.com lately. BigClubUSA.com. If you have not, this is one of the things, probably the most important thing you're going to find on Big Club USA. Watch this. People tell me I have a lot of alpha energy. Jesse, what gives you so much alpha energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. It's alpha jerky. Alpha jerky from Big Club USA. Alpha male. And you can have alpha jerky energy too. Amazing. BigClubUSA.com. Be sure to check it out, all right? 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Brian out of Michigan. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brian.
You have an amazing show.
Thank you, Brian. Amazing.
I'd like to start out with your biblical question.
Why are you afraid not to trust thoughts? Why are you afraid not to trust thoughts?
I've come to realize that they are all lies except for practical thoughts.
And so is that the reason you don't trust it? That's the reason you're afraid not to trust them?
Well, maybe I'm misunderstanding the question, but thoughts are evil. And if we go with the thoughts, then we're going to be going with evil unless they're practical thoughts.
And so why are you afraid, knowing that, why are you afraid not to trust them?
Knowing that they're evil.
And so you're afraid not to trust them because you know that they're evil?
Right.
And that's why you trust them?
No, I don't trust them.
But the question is, why are you afraid not to trust them?
Well, I think I'm probably misunderstanding your question, but...
Can you state it? State the question.
Why am I afraid not to trust my thoughts?
Right. I noticed that you trust thoughts at times. Why?
You notice that I trust thoughts at times?
Do you ever trust them?
If they're practical thoughts.
So you don't trust anything but practical thoughts?
I try not to. I can't say that it always works out that way.
And so do you sometimes trust the thoughts?
Yeah, I guess I do.
And so that's why I said I noticed that you sometimes trust thoughts. Why are you afraid not to trust them?
Why am I afraid not to trust them? I don't know. I guess I'm drawing a blank, I guess. I'm misunderstanding the question. I'm going to have to. As much as I don't want to, I'm going to have to think about it some more.
Oh, God.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It's amazing.
That is is amazing. What's even more amazing is how a person's mind can be so deceiving.
Absolutely. And why do you say that?
Just seeing what I see now. After, you know, you, Jesse, you've really helped. I knew all the things. I've never read the Bible front to back. I've always just kind of picked out scripture and read little bits and pieces. And all the things that you say are right there in the Bible. Yeah. But I never put the pieces together. So I'm not saying that you are the Savior.
Right.
But your teachings help put the pieces together for me.
Amazing. No, it was... Go ahead.
You know, because it says right in the Bible, just like you say, bring all thoughts into captivity.
Yeah.
It says that right in the Bible.
Yeah.
But if, once again, we're going back to thoughts. If you don't think about that, that would be a practical thought. If you read that and you thought about it, it should come to you. But our evil minds, because of all the other thoughts that we listen to, you just kind of skim right over that, and it doesn't really register in your mind. And that's the deception of the devil.
And that's why you got to always stay present instead of being in your head thinking about the past or the future or what you want or what you have or don't have. You have to stay present, and then you can't be deceived by the thoughts.
That's correct.
That's amazing.
Real quick, I think your first caller that you had, his name was Cletus.
Yes.
He was asked. Yeah, he wanted to know, you were telling him about Paul and how Paul said, I do the very things that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
That's in Romans 7.
Oh, okay, yes.
So if he's still listening, just go to Romans 7, and you can read it all. It's not that long, but if you wanted to get right to the point, go to like verse 12 on. And he explains it.
So make sure you read Romans 7. And also, I hope he does the silent prayer and just start watching those thoughts. And if he ever does that, he's going to be free. It's going to blow his mind how free he will become.
We can't help anybody.
Right.
But just like you say, we can point them back in the direction.
Yeah. Point them back to the Father. Thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, can I ask you one more thing?
Yes. Well,
I don't know if it's a question or just a statement, but you always say not to look for a mate, that if God has that in store for you, he will put that person in your life.
Yes.
So today, my wife and I are celebrating our 32nd wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We've been together 35 years, and we went about it all the wrong way.
Yeah.
The first 3 years, we did live together, and she had 2 kids already.
Oh, my God.
And I had none.
You had 9?
No, I had none.
Oh,
0.
Oh, okay.
And we ended up having 3 kids together. So we ended up having 5. And we argued a lot. Definitely didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll just say I turned into a sex addict. I was looking at love as a sexual thing.
Yeah.
Not a, I guess, what do you want to say? A meeting of the minds, having the same, I don't want to say thoughts, having the same common
Yeah.
I guess you do want to say a thought.
The same mindset, yeah.
Yeah, right.
The spiritual mindset, not the false one.
I do feel that on her end, God did keep us together for a reason of he did want us together, because now that we're both working on ourselves, we don't argue anymore.
Nice.
And there was a point in our life where she ended up having woman problems. I won't go into the on that, but it ended the intimacy in our marriage at a pretty young age for me.
Nice. And
as a man living in the times that we live in now, all the commercials that you see on television, everything sexualized. At work, if a guy has a job where you work in a factory or something like that, you have a lot of, locker room talk.
Yeah.
And so men get the idea that, oh, you got to have a lot of intimacy with many different women or your wife to be a man. That's what it means to be a man. A lot of men think that's what it means to be a man, is to conquer a lot of different fleshly bodies. And, come to realize that that is all a lie.
Absolutely.
And so I'm just, I guess, pleased that God kept us together and we get along as one mind.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Quit yes or no. Does she obey you?
She does.
Nice.
She does.
Well, thank you, Brian. Call me again. I got to run. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks for taking my call, Jesse. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-7753. I can't believe this. I was almost up. What the? Let me go to Indiana. First-time caller, Cash, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, I appreciate you, Jesse. I just wanted to come on real quick, man, and give you a little love, bro, and a little encouragement, man, because you actually one of the first people that actually gave me some love and encouragement, man. You shared my video back in 2020 and entitled Black Lives Matter, but when a Black Lives Don't Matter to Us. And it was when I made the video, you know, talking to the community
about,
you know, the stuff that was going on at the time. So I appreciate you for that, man. I'm also a January 6th. I just came home in February.
Amazing. So, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. So you were in prison?
Yeah. I was in prison for January 6th, and I was locked up with all the Oath Keepers that you hear about on the news, all the Proud Boys. We were all in D.C. DOC. It was all my. You seen the text that Julie Kelly put out?
How
the video from January 6th? That was all my video. That was my.
How was it in prison?
It was horrible. You know, we made it good for each other, though. And I can tell you this, they lied on all them brothers, man. Kelly Meggs, Kenny Harrison, Jeff Watkins.
What was your living quarter like?
It was horrible. It was mold everywhere. It was rust. It was prison. You know, it was nasty. They kept us in our cell for at least 23 hours a day. They tricked me, man. I hadn't seen my family for quite some time, right? And they told us that we weren't allowed to see our families unless we got the vaccination. So
amazing.
We fought it for a while. Yeah, and we fought it for a while, and I finally caved in because I missed my kids. And I took the shot, and then they told me, oh, you still can't see them because they're not 18.
What?
And I said, well, I told y'all I want to see my babies. You know, so it was them things. They threatened our lives a lot when we was in there.
Well, let me ask you this because of time. What prison were you in? Where?
I was in D.C. DOC for the first year and a half, and then after that, I did the remainder of my stay in Tucson, Arizona.
And were you able to have visitors, like families and friends and things like that?
I got one visit when I was in D.C. DOC from somebody that was above 18. They never let me see my kids, and I was too far away after that. They moved me. I'm from Indiana. They moved me all the way to Tucson, so it was all right. You know, I got through it. I got home. I got back to doing what I do. I'm a social media influencer. I also got a foundation.
So let me ask you this, let me ask this. So did you have a lawyer?
I had a public defender.
Oh, you had a public defender. Amazing. Yeah. Well, welcome back, man. I'm glad you're out. Super chat. Super. Well, man.
Wow.
It's horrible what they did to that. But we got some supers here. Appreciate it. Let's start with D-Live, and we got one from Greenwall with a diamond. Says, dang, Haitians eating all the white man's ducks.
white people just want a white life.
A first class
life. Yeah, just a white first class life. Leave us alone, they say. We got to work hard in school. We got to get a good job. They make everything first class. And they so when they built the park, they made the little water pond there so the duck can be in there. It'll be beautiful. And they, walk. They didn't know the black was going to come and eat the ducks. The ducks is not are not there for a meal. What a mess. Thank you.
At this point, just call me Mike, bought you a coffee. Says, men, Haik need to be back ASAP.
I know. He'll be back soon.
And it's I'm trying, and it's better not be, and it better not be because of his beta back. You don't even got a real job. I got a real job, and I need you to do your show to pass the time.
That's right.
Angry face emoji. Just kidding. Hope he's well.
He's fine. He'll be back maybe tomorrow. I can't say. I don't know, but hopefully tomorrow.
Amazing. Harry,
and it's not the beta back this time. Okay.
Harry bought you a coffee, says, Jesse, you can't be a Christian without believing in the Holy Trinity. And then I don't know if he means Jesse or Jesus here. He wrote Jesse, and he says, Jesse is God. And then he gives us some scriptures, John 8:58, Philippians 2:6, and Titus 2:13.
He must be referring to Jesus. In none of those scriptures where they say Jesus God. What the?
Jesse sounds more like a Mormon, Muslim, or Jehovah.
Jesus Christ is God. What?
He's saying you sound more like a Muslim, a Mormon, or Jehovah.
Abba, or a Mormon with all the white babies. What else?
Or a Jehovah.
Jehovah Jehovah. My provider. Grace is sufficient for me. Thank you. I appreciate it.
He reiterates that Jesus Christ is God, according to him.
Amazing. Nowhere in the Bible where it says Jesus is God. There's God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit the teacher. And they all dwell in all those who want it. Amazing. So thank you, though.
Shout out to our luckiest followers on DLive. Potleaf, Taking Care of Business Bear, Groovy Monkey, Army Ann, and Games for Rec. Always supportive. And our top contributors on DLive, Aries 1, Greenwall, I believe, Games for Rec, Kid Combo, Potleaf, Wolf, Misty, Groovy Monkey, Army Ann, and Roan Woods. Appreciate all your support, y'all. And that's all for now.
Thank you all so much. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Mama Mia, let me go quickly to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Blah, 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 blah. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air. No, I'm sorry, wrong line. Hold on a minute here. Hold on. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse and my crew. Everybody was listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show and all the other shows.
Amazing.
Joy on Friday. But not today, my brother.
11 a.m. So what now?
And the Haik Report and the Anchor Baby.
That's right. For sure. Thank you, Rick.
You know who I want to talk to. You know, did you see the presidential debate?
I did. We talked about it yesterday. Absolutely.
You know, I believe what the main mission of Kamala Harris was trying to aggravate President Trump. You know, she kept looking on like she kept on like, Peter, that pick your bone. You know, but she was just saying stuff to really get President Trump to get angry and respond, you know, in a way that he would regret.
Rick, come back to your phone.
Can you hear me now, Justin?
I can. Go ahead.
It's like during the debate. You notice when
I noticed that she kept looking at him. I'm like, what is she looking at him? What is she thinking?
It's like she was saying something just to get under his skin.
Yeah.
Just to make him respond angrily.
Because she had nothing else to offer. She couldn't talk about what she and Biden had done for the country. They have done nothing but screwed up the country. So she had to try to get him to overreact or get him angry or something because she had nothing else to do to offer.
Yeah, that's what she was exactly doing. Like, we have a convicted felon. Now, what's that got to do with the presidential debate?
Yeah.
All the charges he's being brought up on, which they bringing all these bogus charges. And you have liberals saying, he mopped the floor with Trump. I said, that was a handicap match. That was 3-1.
But she still, didn't win the debate, even though it was 3-1. The moderators and that gal, wasn't it Harris, was all debating Trump. But Trump still stood ground.
Yep, I feel like how Trump stood strong and says, the border is a complete disaster.
Absolutely. That's right. Amazing. Rick, thank you for calling. I'm going to run out of time here. Call me again.
All right, no problem. Love you guys. Keep up the good work. Keep spreading the truth.
Absolutely, buddy. Thank you. I am so out of time, I don't know what to do. The hate report is not happening. No hate report today. At 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. Thank you for your support. If you want to be free of your miseries, your fears and your doubts and your thrills and everything. You want to be free. Forgive your mothers. You got to forgive before you can enter into the kingdom. And your fathers. Forgive them. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. So you can. This is you. And the Father, the light, the truth will bring you out of the darkness of thoughts. And you can be free. Just like that. It's up to you. You can be free. But if you don't, stay in your misery, love your hell, and try to hurt others. And you'll see where it will get you, because what you do to others, you're doing to yourself. When you try to burn others, it's because you are already burning. Amazing. Aaron out of Maryland, William out of California, and the calls are just dropping. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday. All right. And again, thank you all for your support. The Joel Friday at 11 a.m. No hate report. No hate report today. Take care, folks. Bye now.